The 8 o'clock news now from Brian Jennings.
US President Joe Biden and his wife Jill are to travel to Texas in the coming days to meet families of the 19 children and two teachers killed in a shooting at a school on Tuesday. It's emerged that the teenage gunman had posted an online warning that he was going to attack a school shortly before he reached the building in Uvalde. President Biden said it was wrong that 18-year-olds could go into a shop and buy what he called weapons of war. Vice President Kamala Harris said it was time the United States introduced stricter gun laws.
We must have the courage to stand up to the gun lobby and pass reasonable gun safety laws. We must work together to create an America where everyone feels safe in their community, where children feel safe in their schools.
The average waiting time for admission to hospital emergency departments last month for people 75 years of age and over was nearly 14 hours. Data from the HSE, provided in reply to a parliamentary question from Sinn Féin's health spokesperson David Cullinan, indicates that the waiting time was nearly twice that duration in two Cork hospitals. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
Sinn Féin's David Cullinan requested that the Health Minister Stephen Donnelly provide data on the average patient experience for admission to emergency departments for the month of April. The HSE provided the data, which shows that the average waiting time for the 75-year-old and older cohort is 13.75 hours. However, the wait at some hospitals was far greater. In Cork University Hospital, the average delay was 28.8 hours. For the Mercy Hospital in Cork, the average was 26.8 hours. And for the University Hospital Limerick, the wait was 22.2 hours. The data shows that the averages are higher for over 75s rather than under 75s for all bar four hospitals, with over 75s waiting on average up to 7 to 9 hours longer.
The percentage of households renting in Ireland rose from 18% to 29% over the past 20 years. And just over half of those renting were in receipt of some form of state support, according to a report by the Economic and Social Research Institute. The report also found a wide variation across local authorities in the rent paid by tenants in receipt of supports. Our economics correspondent Robert Short.
The ESRI highlights that just under 300,000 households, or 54% of those in rental accommodation, now receive supports administered through local authorities. However, these vary dramatically by area. A lone parent with two children on an annual income of €25,000 could pay monthly rent on subsidised accommodation of €255 in Fingal, while over the border in Meath, they'd pay €450. The report also finds that qualifying income limits have remained largely unchanged since 2011, making more households ineligible for social housing. The report notes the number of applicants for housing assistance payments, or HAP, has doubled since 2017, and expenditure has more than tripled to just under €500 million. However, fewer new rental properties and the pace of rental inflation has pushed many more properties beyond HAP limits.
A US congressional team led by senior Democrat Richard Neal will visit Stormont today to discuss the Northern Ireland Protocol with local political parties. The bipartisan delegation is due to have separate meetings with Sinn Féin Vice President and First Minister-in-Waiting Michelle O'Neill and DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson. They will also have talks with Alliance leader Naomi Long and Ulster Unionist leader Doug Beattie. The delegation met SDLP leader Colm Eastwood in Derry yesterday. Mr. Neal has been criticised by Unionist politicians for saying the protocol dispute had been manufactured. The DUP has blocked the restoration of the power-sharing administration at Stormont until the dispute is resolved to its satisfaction. The Environmental Protection Agency has warned that the number of homes in Ireland at risk from radon, a cancer-causing gas linked to 350 new lung cancers each year, is significantly higher than previously thought. New radon maps, to be launched by the EPA today, predict as many as 170,000 homes are now at risk, up 45,000 from previous estimates made 20 years ago. Our environment correspondent George Lee.
Radon is a colourless, odourless, tasteless, naturally occurring radioactive gas. It's released by the decay of uranium in rocks and soils. If we breathe enough of it in over a long period of time, it can damage DNA in our lungs and increase our risk of cancer. Now, for the first time in 20 years, the Environmental Protection Agency has published an updated radon risk map for the entire country. It shows 170,000 homes are located in high radon locations and so could be at risk from this radioactive gas. This is an increase of 45,000 homes since 2002, the last time this analysis was conducted. The map shows Munster and Connacht in particular are at increased risk, with high radon levels likely in as many as 1 in 5 homes in much of these regions. The EPA is urging people to test their homes for radon, saying that this is the only way to protect families from this cancer-causing gas.
Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Future-proof your comfort with the biofuel-compatible Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Damp and cloudy this morning with outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Rain will become confined to the south by afternoon, with drier weather and sunny spells elsewhere. Highest temperatures 13 to 18 degrees.